Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Who was the roundest knight at Sir Arthur's table? It was circumference, because he ate too much pie. Ha, get it? Get it? It's March 14th, 314, Pi Day, 2024. Whatever, I don't care. Pi is just a fake holiday created by math companies to sell more math anyway. Let's get into today's news. So it's official. Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto. If you guys have been following this, I don't really want to go into it, but there's this fraudster that said he was Satoshi, tried to convince everybody he's Satoshi, hard forked Bitcoin into BSV, and then just trolled everybody for years. Well, the court finally decided, and this is a tweet from Paul Guerrero of Coinbase, and he said, Mr. Wright is not Satoshi. The court has ruled definitively that he is not Satoshi. We are grateful that the rule of law has prevailed again, and I am so happy this is over. Look, we knew it was a fraud at the beginning. Satoshi has around 1 million Bitcoin in his wallet, or the original wallet that we think is Satoshi's. Do you have the private keys? Go in there and move a Satoshi. One Satoshi. We'll be like, oh, well, that's proof. Or any kind of communication. Or any kind of proof that you were building this. There's nothing. There was nothing, and it was a fraud from the beginning. But apparently, he wanted to waste everybody's time and go through court. Speaking of hard forks, the Denken hard fork, the upgrade to Ethereum, was successfully deployed yesterday, March 13th. The Ethereum Denken upgrade is poised to mark a pivotal moment in Layer 2 scaling solutions. It will reduce transaction fees across the two layer networks and bolster Ethereum's scalability overall. This hard fork, this upgrade, composes of 9 Ethereum Improvement Proposals, or EIPs. The Denken hard fork merges elements from 2 significant upgrades, Cancun, which targets transaction management and processing and the execution layer, and Deneb, focusing on enhancing the consensus layer. Together, these enhancements aim to streamline transactions, handling, and consensus mechanisms. Thereby advancing Ethereum's functionality and scalability. And with this functionality and scalability, the first thing everybody's going to do is upload the script to Jerry Seinfeld's B-movie. Yes, that's what you do when transactions fees get low. They upload the B-movie script to Ethereum using these new blobs feature that is designed for Layer 2 networks. It provides a cheap and temporary way to store data for lower fees for Layer 2 networks like Optimism and Base Blockchain. The transaction only costs $14 to upload this transcript or the script of B-movie, but then they did it again and it only costs $5. Happy to see everything's working for everybody. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority, or the HKMA, I think you probably could have figured that out, that acronym out for yourself, but it's kicked off the second phase of the central bank digital currency. Guess what that one is? CBDC. The second phase of their pilot, the EHKD. Guess what that one is? The E Electronic Hong Kong Dollar. I'm having fun with this morning. Where am I going? I'm just having too much fun. I lost my train of thought. Went off the tracks there for a minute. The central bank will continue testing from the first phase and explore new applications of the digital version of the Hong Kong dollar. The HKMA completed phase one of the pilot program, which tested using the CBDC in domestic retail payments, offline payments, and settlement of tokenized assets. The next phase, they say, will delve deeper into select pilots from phase one, where an EHKD could add unique value, namely programmability, tokenization, and atomic settlements, as well as explore new use cases that not have been covered in previous phases. There are 100 places around the world looking at CBDCs, and it looks like they're not stopping. I mean, to be honest with you, and even though I don't want a CBDC, I mean, do you blame them? It's just better money. It's just better programmable money, instant payments, instant settlements on a blockchain. It's just better. We all know it's better. So I can't blame them. This is a surprisingly slow news day, so I'm going to take the time to tell you about our new Substack. I want to say thank you to everybody who subscribed to our new Substack. We're going to be doing interviews, one-on-ones with different coins. We're going to do weekly roundups. I might just put in different blog posts and rants and all kinds of different things within the Substack behind a subscription. But if you are the first 10 people to do so, and I think I might have already got 7 subscribers, if you're the first 10, you'll never have to pay a dime. So subscribe to Substack, and all that content will be behind the paywall eventually. We're working on it. We're going to have to, you know, get new systems in place, get new habits in place to make new shows and put more content there, because we want to monetize. And if we do start putting ads in our podcast, which inevitably we'll have to, I've been doing this podcast for free for how long have I been doing this now? Has it been over a year after Decrypt? Anyway, yeah, I think so. I think it's been a year already. Anyway, eventually I'm going to have to start monetizing. And I know how many people hate ads. So the ad-free podcast will be behind the subscription wall on Substack eventually. So anyway, just go over there, follow us, engage, and you'll see new content being added. And when we have good content and we're confident that we're providing value, it will be subscriber-based. Just FYI. So get there quick. And if you want to email with any questions, comments, suggestions, matt@dailycryptonews.net. Continuing with the news.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
El Salvador recently passed a new law that eliminates income taxes on foreign money coming into the country. This change follows the recent initiative that allows Bitcoin investors to purchase a visa and eventually become eligible for citizenship of El Salvador. This passed with 69 votes in favor, and they're going to inform the tax law so that families with remittance or any capital from abroad can be introduced into the country free of payment of taxes, regardless of the amount. There's an early initiative as well in El Salvador that's removed taxes related to technological innovation, including income, property, capital gains, and import duty taxes for about 15 years if you're investing in certain forms of tech in El Salvador. And so basically, if you are getting crypto rich, you can take your money and move to El Salvador if you want to. I will say there is a caveat here. You need to have a track record, El Salvador. Yes, I know crime went down bigly. Yeah, we're kind of gloss over the due process aspect of that whole crime crackdown for now. But it was pretty bad there for a while. So it's a big risk. I think it's even riskier than investing in some new meme dog coin with a fuzzy hat or something. It's like, yeah, crime's down, but will it be down in the next 10 years after you just moved to El Salvador and took all your money there? I don't know. So I think this is risky. However, it is a way to go into El Salvador. So I think if you had multiple residences, one in, you know, say the States, one in the EU somewhere, and you wanted to also be in El Salvador and take some of your crypto gains and move them over there, that could be an option. But if anyone moves and renounces citizenship and moves to El Salvador, I think that's a little bit hasty. What do you think? Let's not get too hasty in anything, and let's talk about crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And the time is 10:34 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I figured that out finally. Fear greed is at 91, extremely greedy. And Bitcoin sitting at $72,085, down 0.7% in 24, up 7.2 in 7, though. And there's been an article that was published by Decrypt, how high could Bitcoin's price go? And they started looking at these researchers and analysts. And, well, CryptoQuant told Decrypt that the top of the cycle valuation is going to be around $170. That's their prediction. Analyst Guanam Changani said $150,000 by 2025. The head of research at 10X Research said that Bitcoin could hit $125,000. Could hit $125,000. The chief commercial officer at SaxEd said it's going to be anywhere between $120,000 and $180,000 before the end of the year. The end of the year, he said, by the way. And there are some predictions that are just too bullish, they said. All of them are saying that $350,000 is way too bullish. You want to know my prediction? Here's my prediction. My prediction is that first, before we have any predictions, make sure that you understand where your sell point is. And again, you don't have to sell if it hits that, but at least put a stop loss, right? Or a trailing stop loss, meaning that if it goes up to $80,000, and you say $80,000 is my sell point, and you see it pop to 81, at least put one at $80,500, a stop loss on it. So if it goes below that, at least you're not going dipping back down into, you know, where you didn't want to sell, right? Or a trailing stop loss, which Kraken has. This is it's a brilliant feature. You just set it for something like, I don't know, trailing 5%, and then it will just move up with the price. So, for example, if Bitcoin is $80,000 and you put a trailing stop loss at $80,000 of 5%, it will move up. As the price moves up, your sell price will move up with it at a 5% spread. So if, say, you go from $80,000 to $90,000, but then it goes back down to, say, tries to go down to $80,000, it would sell 5% from $90,000, if you know what I'm saying. So it would sell, I don't know what it would be, $85,000. And so when it goes down to $80,000, you still lock in at least a lot of those profits. Long story short is, do that. Do not try to get to the top, because if it goes to the top, it goes to the top. That's not financial advice. That's just what I'm saying. Okay, so figure that out for yourself. My predictions are this. Every time, every bull I have made predictions, I was always low. Always low. $100,000 Bitcoin, I think, is way low. $120,000, I think, is way low. $180,000, I think, is about right. But even though I feel comfortable saying $180,000 might be the cycle top, again, we don't know what's happening with the ETF. We do not know what's going to happen with this election year. We don't know if these financial institutions are just going to start aping more into Bitcoin. And we really don't know what the volume is really doing to Bitcoin and how that's going to explode the price after the halving. And so there's a lot of unforeseen things. All I can say is the past two tops, I tried to call it and I was always low. And so $350,000 Bitcoin could be a possibility. But I've seen people call for way higher, way higher. Let's continue. Ethereum is at $3,900, down 2%. Tether's number three, Binance, is just on a tear. It's at $601, up 2.2% in 24, or like 35% in 7. That's just insane, by the way. Insane. Solana's also just on a tear. It's up 10.8%. It's at 168. Again, a tear. Running off the top 10, we have XRP, USDC, Cardano. Dogecoin is on a tear too. It's up 8% because Elon's talking about Doge, and Avalanche moved back into the top 10 spot at 54.55, up 2.8%. The total market cap is sitting at $2.72 trillion, down 0.5%. Bitcoin dominance at 52, and an ETH dominance of 17.2. And that was our show today. I will get more into my predictions maybe tomorrow. I'm not too sure. Or maybe I'll save that for something on Substack. I'll see you tomorrow. And until then, happy hodling, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.